and welcome to the Young Hollywood Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Gomez, and this episode, I'm going to be telling you guys a little bit of a story as to how I got into filmmaking. Now, I've gone into little bits and pieces of detail as this podcast has gone on, but I wanted to take a full episode to just dive into detail on what just made me decide to pursue this type of journey and create this podcast. So if that's something that interests you, as always, sit back, relax, and enjoy the episode. Thank you. Hello, everyone. Welcome back. Episode 33. And for those of you who are just deciding to tune in, welcome to the Young Hollywood Podcast. As I mentioned in the intro, my name is Michael Gomez, and I started this podcast to share my love of film with the world. So, as I mentioned in the intro, one of the things I've been wanting to talk about for a long time on the podcast is I wanted to dedicate an episode solely to where really my origins of wanting to pursue filmmaking began. I had gone into a little bit of detail in previous episodes very early on in the podcast, and I've talked about it here and there, I'm sure, throughout this podcast, but as, like I said before, I wanted to take the time to dedicate a complete episode to this story in particular, so I figured it's best to start from the beginning. Alright, so this really all began in, I want to say, the summer of 2017. So I had just finished up my freshman year of high school, and I was getting ready to go into my sophomore year of high school. And I remember I was hanging out with my siblings at the time. We were out in our backyard on our trampoline, and we had some of our cousins over. And I remember in particular, I was just, we were all just sitting there, really bored, soaking up nothing but the Arizona heat. And I was just bored. I remember looking through my phone, and my siblings, along with my cousins, were doing a bunch of tricks and stuff on the trampoline. And they also happened to be playing Star Wars, so they had the blasters, and they had their lightsabers out. And I managed to catch them, do some really, cool, flips, and they were, dueling each other, and they were, essentially doing their own, little stunts. And they did it in such a way on the trampoline that made it look cool, that they could do all these cool jumps and flips and spins. And one of them in particular really caught my eye. I can't remember which one, but I remember it got my attention in such a way that I was like, whoa, can you, do that again? But this time I brought out, I switched over to my camera, and I decided to film it in the slow-mo feature that came with the iPhone cameras. And I remember, I remember shooting this, and I remember stopping the footage, and I remember looking back, and I remember it just looked really good. This looked cool. It was something that I had never done before, and I was like, oh wow, this is cool. You know what, I have iMovie on my phone, why don't we just make a little trailer? You know, they give you the template and everything for certain movies you want to make. Why don't we just do that? That would be pretty fun, why not? So I load up the iMovie trailer, and I get the shots that I need for the action movie template, and we film a little Star Wars trailer. This, by all means, no budget whatsoever, just kids on the trampoline with nothing but Star Wars toys and costumes fighting each other. But at the end of the day, it was a film, and sorry, that was my phone. But it no doubt was a film at the end of the day, and I took the footage that I had, like I said, and I compiled it into the trailer template, and I then exported it as a video. And then I would spend the next, I want to say, week or two going around to my family and showing them the video. Now at the time, that was my only audience, that was the only audience that I had. And I remember when I first showed my parents, when I first showed everybody, and I was getting all sorts of reactions. You know, the typical reaction when you'd show your family something like, "Oh, this is great." And then I really wanted to test that. So I would end up showing it to other relatives and stuff, and I just one thing that really stuck with me was that I was able to bring out emotion, whether they liked it, whether they thought it could have been better, like no matter what, the thing that stuck to me out of everything was that I was able to bring out some sort of emotion from this little clip, from this essentially story that I had made over the course of a afternoon. And I remember sitting in my room thinking, you know what, this is actually kind of cool. That was really cool that I was able to get those kinds of reactions out of people. You know what? Why don't I try to make movies? I'd always liked movies. As I have said in previous episodes, I had practically grown up off of movies. As growing up with cerebral palsy, there really wasn't much for me to do physically, so I spent most of my time, when I wasn't playing or using my imagination, I spent most of my time sitting in front of the TV watching movies and just watching all sorts of different stories plan out. So I decided, you know what? Why don't we just make a movie? Like, at this point in time, I wasn't even thinking about making a YouTube channel, so Mac Films wasn't even an idea at that point. I just really wanted to make a movie. I wasn't even thinking about sharing it with YouTube because my mindset at the time was the only thing I wanted to put out on YouTube was gaming content because I did have a YouTube gaming channel at the time. So I foolishly filled with tons of hope and so naive thought that I could pull off a actual Star Wars fan film. Now, I had seen tons of Star Wars fan film, or I hadn't really seen much up until that point. I think the most prominent one at that point was a Darth Maul fan film, which was pretty good. It managed to get, or at the time, it was at around 10 million views, which for a fan film was pretty much unheard of at the time, from what I remember. So it didn't take too long for reality to set in that this was a little too a little too big for my undertaking. So I decided, you know what? You know what? Let's just leave it be for a little bit. How about that? So I let a couple months go by, and or a month. I want to say a month. And eventually, I had some family over, and we were watching westerns. And then something finally clicked in my head that, you know what, like, that's perfect. I can do a Western. I live in the perfect spot. I live in Arizona. My family would take an annual trip to Tombstone every year for my birthday. So that would provide the perfect scenery, the perfect backdrop. All the people who would be in the movie have the clothes for it. We have the necessary props. We had the cap guns. We had everything. We could film it in black and white so the guns look somewhat real. We have it. It would not be too complicated editing wise. We'd just have to know how to cut and trim, cut, split, add music, and add the proper special effects like sound effects and stuff. So I figured, you know what? I'll have my first screenplay be a Western. And that's what it was. Now, my story went through various treatments that I went through tons of different outlines before I finally landed on a story that I figured I could tell. And I can't remember what I called it. It's probably somewhere. I have it somewhere in some spiral notebooks. I gotta find it, because I really do want to find it, because that was my first screenplay that I ever wrote. So I began developing this story around, I want to say, August. Now, this was right around the time when I was beginning my sophomore year of high school. And as you guys know, that's kind of when things started to go downhill for me. As my love for filmmaking soared, my love for school and my grades drastically declined, as I was using every single opportunity I could to write down. When kids were jotting down notes in my classes, I was in that spiral notebook writing down ideas for a scene, because I was too worried that I'd forget about it, and I didn't want to forget. I remember sitting in PE, and I would just sit on the bleachers by myself, just writing in this notebook constantly, just tons of story ideas. Now, let me preface this by saying I had never seen an actual screenplay, so I never knew how they were. I wouldn't learn how they would be formatted until my junior year of high school, when I took some film classes. So that screenplay in particular, at first read essentially like a novel. I wrote that screenplay as if it was a book. So what I mean by that is I wrote it by a book, and the actor's lines were done in quotations and stuff like that. So, nonetheless, it was a script, and I was writing, and I remember I eventually got, 3/4 of a way there, or I might have actually finished it. I can't remember whether it was either 3/4 or I finished the script all the way. I can't really remember. But it will. So anyway, I must have finished it, because I remember I finished it in time to make the movie for when we went on the Tombstone trip. So I had this script in hand. It was about, I want to say, if it was in screenplay format, I think it would have been shorter, but I think this thing ended up being about like 40 to 45 pages long. And at one point things were looking like this thing was actually going to get made. And then this was right around the time when my grades declined, my parents found out about everything. This is when I got grounded and everything. Not only that, was that a punch to the gut, but that all happened about a few days after we did the Tombstone trip. Now, about a week before we were about to go, I found out that a large majority of the people that I intended to be in the movie could not make it on the trip. So there went like about like a good like huge chunk of the cast. So I ended up, unfortunately, scrapping the project, which is unfortunate, because I very much was looking forward to it. I was bummed out, because I kind of felt like all my hard work kind of just went down the drain like that. And then, not to mention, only a few days later having to get grounded and punished from everything that went on with school. So that was pretty much it, and I pretty much left the whole filmmaking dream for a while. Now, over the course of sophomore year, I pretty much stayed in that thought, the realm of filmmaking. I knew I wanted to do something in that realm. I was constantly thinking of ideas. I was writing stuff down, but I never really actually made a screenplay or anything on that matter. It was mainly just rough ideas. Fast forward to, I want to say the summer of 2018, so I was just getting ready to go into my junior year. I had transferred schools, and I remember going to register with my mom, and I remember going in there and registering for all my classes. Now, I had the option to do, I got two electives. For my junior year. Now, one of them I already had to pick for Spanish because the requirement was that you needed two consecutive years of a language in order to graduate. So I had failed Spanish the previous year in sophomore year, so I decided to take it again for junior year. So I already had that first position filled out. And we were looking through all the different things, and at first I wanted to do just the basic, like, PE credit, because I thought that that would be the easiest. But then I realized that I couldn't do that because I had already done that for the first half of high school. Then I very fatefully decided, just took a shot in the dark and was like, hey, do you guys offer anything related to film or video? And I often look back and wonder if I hadn't have asked that question, where would I be now? Because it was in that, it was in those classes that I met some extraordinary people. I learned a lot of stuff, not only, like, when it came to film, I learned a lot about stuff about me as a person. I actually would end up meeting, one of my best friends in that film class, not in junior year, but a year late, junior year. But he would end up joining the film class in the following year, for my senior year, and we ended up becoming best friends from then on out. So I often wonder where I would be if I didn't pick that film class, because not only did it teach me a lot, but I was given an extraordinary teacher, not just film, just for life in general, and just to get me through high school on the day-to-day basis. And it was here that I learned different techniques. I really learned how to, like, study film and actually start to understand, like, subtle hints and details that I never would have, like, picked up on had I not taken the class. Now, when I say that, in my head, I was thinking, great, I got this class. I'm going to be filled with a bunch of like-minded individuals. This is great. This is what I wanted. Like, I want to pursue this filmmaking journey. These are the steps that we are going to take, and we're going to go in full swing. This is where we begin. Come to find out that I go into that film class and I find out that I was about 10% of the class that I actually wanted to be there. 90% of the kids in there, I would say, were just in there either to screw around or just get an easy A. And for the most part, they got away with that, which is no problem. I had no problem with anybody in that class. Everybody in that class was cool. It was a very chill atmosphere. But right from the get-go, I knew that I was really one of the few in the class that would actually take this seriously and actually chose the class for its intended purpose. Now, also, a lot of kids were just trying to be YouTubers, but I actually wanted to be and I did want to do YouTube at that point. I had created, I believe I had created Mag Films, about a month or two before I went over, for junior year. But I'd intended to have a YouTube channel, but it was solely for film. It wasn't going to be what these kids were going for. They wanted to learn how to do, you know, like, vlogs and challenges and stuff. Ironically, I'm working on vlogs right now at the moment. But that's not the case. So I get into this class, and I quickly realize that I'm in the minority for the people who actually want to be there and use it for its intended purpose. I didn't let that deter me, however, as I did see this as a learning opportunity, and I quickly made my presence known in that class. I really thrived in that class, and I wanted to make sure, like, as soon as possible, that I made my presence known. And I never did that in any class, really, prior to taking film. So, quickly, I had begun to build a little bit of a reputation for myself in that class, not just around the class, but around the school. And so that by the time senior year rolled around, I was pegged as the film kid, the film nerd, film buff, whatever you want to call it. But I didn't really care because that's exactly what I wanted. That's what I wanted to be known for. So that ended up working out all the same. Now, what's funny is how I filmed dozens of projects in that class, and I think only, I want to say only like 6 to 8 of them actually ended up like being 100% finished. So that's what I find hilarious. I was doing dozens of projects, only a handful of them actually got made, and they were lucky to even be edited. But nonetheless, we did the work and we got it done. And I met some really great people who I became friends with at the time. Right from the get-go, I found my people, and I formed my own crew. I was the director, and I found people who were good at editing. I found the people who were good with makeup and special effects. I found the people who could bring the props. I had the kids in my group that can act. I was able to find the people right away, and right then and there, I learned how to work with who were, at the time, complete strangers, mind you. So this was really my test to see if I can be a director and bring a group of people together to create something pretty special. And for the most part, we did. It was great. We were these groups of like 6, 7 people, these 16, 17-year-old kids at the time, just doing nothing. We were like a guerrilla film unit, just going around campus filming whatever we could, making whatever projects we can get our hands on. Now, me at the time wanting to do all these crazy different stories and then realizing we were in the school setting, so they had to be appropriate. So I couldn't do anything I wanted to do, which would be like westerns with like gun battles or gangster movies or anything like that. I couldn't do anything like that because of the school setting. So I felt that while that was a bummer because I had to censor myself in a way, it also gave me more of a challenge to be more creative and think outside the box as to what we could do with what we had. And I ultimately found that that worked. For the rest of the junior year, it was mainly just me working on film projects for the class. Now, I had mag films, but I wouldn't have anything uploaded to it that whole year. And really, the only thing that I would work on would be this podcast. And February 23rd of 2019 was when I uploaded the first episode. And so that was really my first venture into this, my first film-related content that I put out. Because up to that point, Mag Films didn't have any content on it. Mag Films wouldn't have any content until February of 2020, which, that's insane to think about. But, you know, up until that point, I had the podcast going for me, and I had my film projects going for me. That was the point. Junior year passes, and we go into senior year, and this was when I made the full decision, like, you know what, we're going all into this film thing. You're already starting to build the reputation. You might as well just embrace it. You're going to go in there as the film kid. You're going to take that follow-up film class again. You're going with the same people, most of the same people. And you're just going to have fun. And you're just going to embrace it. And you know what? You're actually going to put content out on your YouTube channel. Maybe not right now, but you definitely will your senior year. Mark my words. And sure enough, I did. I made my first film in my senior year of high school. And ironically, I released that film only a few weeks before everything shut down with COVID. And I was given an early graduation. So I always found that funny, but I stuck true to my word. So what I mean by all this was, if you had asked me if you had asked me, I want to say my freshman year, maybe eighth grade, what I wanted to do with my life, I could give you a very vague idea. At the time, I thought I wanted to do something in computers. Being into video games, I really wanted to go into video game design. I was then quick to notice that I barely had any, like little if any, skill when it came to doing something like that. And I'm sure if I practiced, I might have built some skill off of it. But compared to a lot of the other kids in the computer classes that I had been taking freshman year, I was definitely very slow. And I quickly grew to discover that that just wasn't for me. So I always found that funny, as it's a question that you're constantly asked when you're growing up, is what do you want to be when you're growing up? What do you want to do after high school? What do you want? Like, blah, 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 blah. And typically my answer would always be very vague. And if I gave any answer, because I really didn't know what I wanted to do. And then this is when I really started to discover YouTube and that I could do YouTube. And I really grew to love video production. While I was only in one spectrum, which was gaming, and that was a very broad, very generic spectrum, I enjoyed it nonetheless, and I was having fun with that. Maybe I'll do another podcast episode all about that, but film was when I really discovered, you know what, like, this is like a subgenre of YouTube that, again, like everything else, gets a lot of attention, but I don't think it gets nearly as much attention, and there's not as much traffic as there would be gaming-wise. Now, when I thought that, I thought that I might have been wrong. As no matter what you're trying to do on YouTube, there's always going to be millions of other people trying to do the same thing as you. But I found that with film, it's a lot easier to stick out as opposed to gaming. As everyone's doing gaming, everyone's doing vlogging, everyone's doing makeup tutorials, DIYs, pranks. But I feel like film is a specific enough niche that you can do so much with it. You can criticize films, you can do film reviews, you can do film analysis, you can make films of your own, make documentaries, you can do literally whatever you want within that spectrum, and you can make yourself unique. And sure, much like everything, it's going to take a lot of hard work, and that's what my journey is all about, and that's what I'm learning as I'm going along. But at the end of the day, you learn things as you go, and you figure out all these tricks, and I'm already seeing better growth. While it is still small, as a whole, I am seeing growth in what I'm doing, and I'm growing a lot quicker than I ever did and ever would if I had I continued the gaming route. And with this, I feel like I'm giving people something worth their time watching. So yeah, and I really think that would be my biggest advice to anyone who would want to start YouTube, is to find something super specific, like super specific to you. Like, find the thing that you know a lot about, the thing that you can know like the back of your hand. Like, my best advice to you would just be, use a skill that you already have and either use it to the best of your ability or develop it to the point where you're doing the best you know how with what you're given. So what I mean by that is, for me with film, for an instance, I love film, I love video production. While I don't necessarily know 100% everything there is to know about film, I have enough knowledge to build some sort of a following and some sort of reputation And I have enough to go off of to get an interaction with people. Like, I have enough knowledge to provide something. And so what I did was, after years of constantly trying to write stuff and get stuff off the ground, I finally did by doing the Twilight Zone fan film. Still have yet to do a second episode, but we got one out. And I got my first film out publicly. In 2020, by the time I was 18. So it's funny, a lot of people would ask you, when did you make your first film? And a lot of directors will say, like, their first, like, professional, like, feature film. Everybody's like 30 or whatever. I don't really count that. I just count films in general. So when people ask me, when did I make my first film? I'll just tell them that I was 18. I made my first film when I was 18. And while it's necessarily not the best film, it's not Oscar worthy by any means, it was a film nonetheless. I had fun making it and I learned a lot while doing it. And it provided me some success. And it's still to this day, almost a year later, is one of the most successful videos on my channel. And that's because I decided to pick a niche and I decided to go down this path that I discovered 3 years ago at that point, just sitting in my backyard. That's literally all it took. This entire journey, these films, the channel, the friends I've made, this podcast that you're listening to right now, stemmed from me just sitting in my backyard. And that stemmed all the way back from my childhood growing up and watching films and absorbing them and using them as imagination and just sources of escape. So just to answer the question, that is ultimately going to be the title of this podcast. Why film? Out of everything in this world that you could have chosen as a hobby or a potential career, why did you choose film? Why did you choose video production? Why did you choose movies? And my simple answer is, I love it. It is just what I love. I love creating stories. I love watching stories. I love entertaining people. And at the end of the day, that's what I want to do, is I just want to make people happy and I want to bring people joy. And if I can do that by creating something that is special, not only to me, but could potentially be special to somebody else, just like all of the films that I grew up watching and continue to watch every day, I can say that that's awesome for anybody to say that they inspired somebody, to say that they put somebody in a good mood when they were having a really bad day, to motivate somebody to follow their dreams and not give a damn about what anybody says. I mean, I think that's a great thing to live by. So, why, when people ask me why film, it's just because I'm good at it. I love it. It's my passion. I don't see myself doing anything else in this world other than film and video production and just creating things and sharing stories with the world and other people and just bringing people together and providing people with the same escape that I was given growing up. So yeah, that's pretty much what I have to say about that. All right, guys, that is it for this week's episode. Please be sure to like and share this podcast with a friend. You can listen to it wherever you like to listen to your podcasts. And at the end of the day, remember, just find what you're passionate about. And if you feel like the dreams you had initially planned on pursuing aren't really working out, don't shut yourself off to new ideas. Never do that. because you'll never know what you'll end up discovering, and you'll never know what all the different things you could be good at. Because if I had shut myself off completely, I wouldn't have found my love of film, and I wouldn't be doing this podcast. I wouldn't be doing this YouTube channel. I wouldn't be making the friends I've made and influencing the people I've influenced if I hadn't decided, you know what, why don't I give this thing a shot? Sometimes that's all it takes. It sounds cliche, but life takes you on these unexpected turns, and sometimes you just gotta follow it, because you never may know where it may lead. So yeah, I guess that's my advice for you guys. Thank you guys so much for taking the time out of your day to listen to this. I appreciate each and every single one of you. And as always, have an amazing day. Thank you.